A Berkshire's author has penned a book about Franklin Delano Roosevelt's time on his houseboat. FDR spent three winters in the Florida Keys hoping to reverse the crippling effect of polio that struck him in 1921. Karen Chase came upon FDR's daily nautical log while doing research for her previously published memoir. The book is FDR on his houseboat, the Larucco Log, 1924 to 1926.
He bought the houseboat because he was so frustrated that he hadn't made progress to be able to walk. And he thought if he was in a warm climate and swimming a lot, and swimming was something he always loved his whole life, he thought that that would help him walk again, which of course it didn't.
FDR would be elected president in 1932, going on to serve four terms. Chase's book presents and expands upon FDR's journal entries, including 183 black and white photographs, forming the juxtaposition of FDR's private history with the public history of the Roaring Twenties.
His entries, which were daily entries for three winters in the 20s, showed a side of him, an intimate side of him, that was very, very funny, a practical joker. But I guess really the main thing was it showed how he lived on different planes at the same time. You know, he cared about what food was on the boat. So I found a grocery list that he had sent to a grocery store in Miami for the boat, where he asked, could he really get a better corned beef this time? You know, so he was very tuned into the concrete details of life and relished them and relished being involved in them. At the same time, he had his eye on politics.
Chase says that while aboard the Larucco, FDR kept a nautical log of the day's events, guests, and rare visits by his wife Eleanor, who disliked the carefree atmosphere of the houseboat. Miss Ella Hand, FDR's personal assistant, served as the hostess on the boat.
The atmosphere on the boat was very jolly. It's really what Eleanor did not enjoy. But in spite of that, Missy Lehan reported, she said, it was noon before he, FDR, could pull himself out of depression and greet his guests wearing his lighthearted facade. So it wasn't all swimming and fishing and drinking and partying and having fun and joking around. I mean, he was working hard, exercising and trying to get better, and he was not getting better. And it was depressing.
Chase says the log gives a side of FDR seldom seen, and FDR's time on the houseboat came as Eleanor Roosevelt settled into a new cottage just a few miles from the main Roosevelt House in Hyde Park. And Chase believes the boat allowed for the space for FDR to be depressed about not recovering from polio.
A very striking thing is that he owned the boat for 3 years. And after he left the boat, after the third last cruise, he got on a train and he went to Warm Springs, Georgia. And that year he purchased Warm Springs. And he did it thinking that the waters there would help heal his legs. But what ended up happening is that as soon as he got there, he got involved in helping other people with polio, and that became the mission of Warm Springs, Georgia, to help other people who had polio. People even called him Doc Roosevelt.
Chase says that because he was not getting better, FDR had planned on selling the boat. The timing was fortuitous, as a hurricane in September after the third and final winter cruise destroyed the boat, and the boat was sold for junk. Again, Karen Chase's latest book is FDR on his houseboat, the Larucco Log, 1924 to 1926. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.